Good morning. Good morning and welcome this Memorial Day weekend here to Gates Presbyterian Church. Friends, whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are glad that you have found your way here. You can learn all about how we are church together in your bulletin. There are announcements and also calendars in there. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship today. So for all of you who are here, you are in for a treat. Fusion Sunday, Then Sings My Soul. All of your favorite hymns. Now I know you've probably already gone through the bulletin and looked to see if your favorite made it in. And yes, one of your absolute favorites is missing. Amazing Grace is not in there because next Sunday is the Kirken o' the Tartan, and really, bagpipes and Amazing Grace, it doesn't get better than that. So be here with us next Sunday and you'll hear Amazing Grace. Located on the communion table this morning is a red candle. You will see there. That came from the Presbytery meeting this week, and it was a recognition for the grant that we received from the Presbytery that helped fund our community garden. If you haven't been out there, I highly suggest that you go ahead and take a look. A few other announcements that we have this morning. Gary.
Good morning. It's that time of year again. We start talking about the Red Wings game. Again, this year we're going to have the RPO and fireworks night, so it should be a good event. It's going to be July 15th. As of today, we're starting to sell tickets, and I think it goes until the 3rd. July 3rd will be the last day to get some tickets. So come and see us wherever they're having their punch and coffee and stuff. And please pass word around if somebody's not here enjoying the weekend, somewhere else this weekend. Let them know. Thanks.
When you see the two of us up here, you know what we're going to say. We only have a week left till the flea market, and there are still a lot of open spaces out there on the volunteer sheets. Please sign up when you can. We still need help with setup on Friday morning. We have a tent to set up and tables and chairs indoors and outdoors. We still could use some more hostesses. If anyone would like to come for just a couple of hours, you know, sign up for a particular time that you're available. We have no parking lot attendance yet. Come on, guys. We need some parking lot attendance, mostly in the morning. In the afternoon, things work out. We need more books. We are having a book sale again this year. If you have books at home that you can spare or that you don't need to keep, please bring them in this week or call me and I'll come and pick them up. And also plants. If you have noticed that your perennial plants are spreading past the bounds that you would like them to keep, please dig them up and let us know. And if you need to, we can pick them up or get them here this week. We will be having a plant sale as well.
Also, baked food sales. We did fabulous with the baked food sales last year. We'd like to do it again this year. So any help there that you can offer would be greatly appreciated. Sign up is on the kiosk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very quickly, I'm still passing out T-shirts, the orders, and I was requested by several people to create another order for the T-shirts. So if you do want a T-shirt and you did not buy one, come see me after church. Thank you.
Thank you. Friends, let's get to it. Let our hearts be filled and our ears, our voices to sing the praises of our God.
Thank you.
this time, please stand, if you are comfortable and able, for the call to worship. Please note that our responses will be sung. Praise be to you, O God, who has awakened us to a new day of living, who offers us a new life that dawns with the light of your grace and love. God, who spins galaxies through the eons of time and space, who sets the evening sky ablaze with glory, who breathes life into the humblest worm and into us. Knows no barriers to compassion and mercy, whose holy purpose is to lift us into the fullness of joy and unity with you and all creation.
Victory in the midst of strife, joyful. come to you, Jesus Christ, humbly, eager for the forgiveness and healing that can only come through you. We confess that our church has not always practiced unity in the body. We have often been quarrelsome and petty. We confess that we have faithfully practiced holiness. We have failed to grasp in the vast scope of your holiness, justice, and mercy. We let grace save us. We confess that all we have not sensed our place in the larger world. And at times we have thought too highly of ourselves, or we have failed to set a faith. We confess that we have not always been faithful or forgiven in thanks hands have. Forgive us, Lord, heal us, renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Great is our faithfulness, O God. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is thy faithfulness.
The children are invited to come forward. Have eyes in the back of my head today. Those at home. So, I have something for you. It looks like some of you have already started. Owen, do you want one too? You can have one. There you go. So, the bulletin for today, it's okay, you can have another one. Looks a little different, doesn't it? Goodness, there is a lot of music in here. There are a lot of extra words in here that are teaching us all about why we worship the way that we do. And singing is one of those expressions or the ways that we show God our love. So there are a lot of ways that we show how we feel about things, isn't there? We can sing, we can use our words, we can use our hugs and our actions. So, but I know that there is also another way that we have been using expressions to show how we feel. What is that? Yes? An emoji. What does that emoji say to you? No, you don't know? Does it say, I'm feeling silly, maybe? How about that one? What's that one about? Like, I love you? Is that throwing a kiss? What about that one? That one's an easy one, isn't it? Thumbs up. Yay! So here's what I am going to ask you all to do. You can do it. Your parents or grandparents, anyone who's here this morning, has a chance to take these little boxes that are in your bulletin and create emojis. I've given you a couple ideas. What is this?
A cross. See, I think that was one of the first emojis. What do you think? The cross? Yes. And some hand clapping. What is that one? Praying. And what I would love for you to do is to pay attention to what we're doing in worship today. And can you all create some emojis for me in those boxes? Yes. If you run out of room, you are welcome to get up and get another bulletin, or you can take as many of these as you want today. And will you share them back with me so I can see what you guys did? Because they may appear in future bulletins to help us all understand the different parts of worship. Sound like a plan? All right, let's pray together. You ready? Are you praying with me too? Yes, a hand? Okay. Dear God, thank you for all the ways you show your love. Let us sing out and show our love for you. Amen. All right, get to work on those emojis. And if you need to borrow your parents' phones for ideas, just today.
I'm so happy that Jesus cares. 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 I'm so happy that Jesus cares.
The great theologian Karl Barth, when asked to summarize his faith, said, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." Amen. So our reading from the Bible this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one, has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God." Keep your bulletins close by. We are going to keep singing, but for this part of the singing, you can remain seated. So when I asked you all to share with me your favorite hymns, there were a few things that I noticed. First, the hymns people posted up on Facebook were vastly different than the ones I received in the hospitality registers from last Sunday. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. But to be fair about the intergenerational nature of Fusion Sundays, I've tried to be inclusive of both groups. Something else I noticed, going through all of the hymns, and yes, I've taken notes and put that list in my files to pull out again sometime. But so many of them sung about the cross. Now, that may not sound all that strange, given that we're Christians, but it kind of got me started looking through all of our old hymnals and the one that we have now. So if you go through the purple one, which, by the way, folks, actually includes more of the oldie but goodie hymns, as you have been calling them, it includes more of those than the previous blue Presbyterian hymnal did. And I even was flipping through the worship book, and there just are not as many hymns about the cross as you would think. So I loved it that so many of the ones you suggested had this central focus of our faith. And so that is what we're going to sing about this morning. Our first hymn. It was one that a few people shared hesitantly because they weren't sure if we were going to sing Christmas carols this morning. But guess what? We are. Because this is the hymn that first made me really stop and think about the cross and what it means in my life of faith. So I was about Lily's age, 10 or so, and it was Christmas Eve, obviously much colder than it is today. The candles were burning, and there I was with my little brother. I was holding the heavy end of the hymnal. It was blue back then. My little brother on the other side. And I remember hearing the tune and the almost lullaby-like words. I could just imagine Mary holding sweet baby Jesus in her arms. And then we sang that second verse, and I wondered,
Why? Why on Christmas Eve did we sing of the cross? What did the cross have to do with a sweet little baby? Sing with me. Something in that song communicated to me more about faith in a way that some long, boring sermon or theological discourse would never be able to do. Yes, God is present with us in those lullaby, sweet, calm moments of our lives. But we also know that God is here with us in the silence, in the grief, and in our sufferings. Perhaps there aren't as many songs about the cross as we would think there might be, because as we join for worship, we do like to be joyful. We like to sing those songs that make us feel good, that lift us up to send us back out into the world where we know personally there is so much suffering and pain. But in fact, many of our hymns come from such places of suffering and pain. So such is the case for George Bernard, born in 1873, whose coal miner father died when he was just a boy. George had hoped to become an evangelist, but instead went to work in the mines, just like his father, to support his mother and his sisters. George would go on some years later to become a minister. And in December of 1912, this country preacher from my home state in Michigan was struggling with mental illness, and this led him to reflect on Christ's suffering on the cross. And so he later wrote, "I saw the Christ of the cross as I was seeing John 3:16. Leave the printed page, take form, act out of the meaning of redemption." And George's vision led him to see Christ on the cross as inseparable. The connection of faith and suffering comes to us in this much beloved hymn.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
There are times that faith is born out of personal and emotional struggles, and other times when it comes from really struggling to determine what it is that we believe. Not only what it is that we believe for ourselves, but what we believe in comparison to what others believe. Our next hymn comes from August Montague Toplady, who was a staunch Calvinist and notorious for his dislike of feuds with John Wesley. I'm sorry, all the Methodists who requested the Wesley hymns, but Rock of Ages had so many requests, and it was born out of an expression of what he believed to be true about God and the cross.
Thank you.
next hymn is one of my favorites and one of yours as well, and is quite the expression of the way that our faith changes over the centuries. So this one reveals a little bit of my closeted Anglicanism, because this hymn was originally written with the crucifer in mind. So those who are not quite so high church, it's the cross bearer who leads that stately process down through the sanctuary with the cross high in the air. And this symbol came out of the 4th century based on Emperor Constantine's vision, in which he saw a cross inscribed with the words, "In hac signo vinces," "In this sign of the cross, you will conquer." Constantine recognized that Christianity was going to be the official religion. He made it so. And in order for more acceptance and Christianity to be widespread, he commanded his armies to go out and conquer with the sign of the cross. This hymn has gone through a lot of revisions over the centuries, replacing various words and stanzas, toning down the militarization of the words. Because after all, when we think about the cross, it was an instrument of death, one that killed Jesus. And it's not the cross that saves us. God's love and grace does that. Going to begin with Advent and Christmas, we will end with Easter. And when we think of Easter, we think about congregation bursting out with hallelujahs, and Jesus Christ is risen today. That 4th verse, all you Methodists, Charles Wesley penned it, so there you go. But friends, we do more than just say Jesus died on the cross and rose to redeem and save, something that happened long ago, past tense. This hymn, the power of this hymn is not just in its music. It is the fact that it is written in the present tense. This is powerful because it places us in community with all of those who witnessed the resurrection in their lifetime. So why don't we stand for this final one and join our hearts and our voices with all those who seek a closer relationship with God in Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Let's sing it. Thought a Memorial Day weekend and we could be transported right back to Easter. Alleluia, friend, amazing. As we lift our songs of praise to God, we also come lifting our voices, and the organ too, in prayer. In prayer. Prayers of joy, prayers of concern that you would like to share today. If you have one, just raise your hand. One of the ushers will be by with a microphone. Any prayers this morning? Got one and two over there, and one right here. It's okay.
Good morning, Christy Stewart. I'd like to raise the names of Bernard, Sonny, and Adam, three of Sheila's and John's friends that died in the war. Thank you.
Lord, hear our prayer.
I'm Irene Ward. I would just like to say a prayer of thanksgiving for our wonderful musicians, for John, for Ray, and for, Roy! Oh, geez! Roy, thank you! I mean, that last hymn, it was just wonderful. Thank you.
Helen Priestley, this morning I would like to lift up my daughter and two of her friends and all of those along the East Coast who are in, at this moment, enduring a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Prayers for all those going through on the East Coast, also in Texas, the flooding as well.
Sue Mancini, I'd just like to say, those who don't have their butts in the pews this morning missed a beautiful, beautiful service. Thank you.
Thanks be to God. I think we had one over here as well.
Paula Sousa, I have a prayer of joy. I thank God that for the past 12 years since Jim has been home on retirement that I've had the health and the stamina to make it through till Friday. I'm officially retired.
Woo! Yay!
Congratulations. I wish that was me. Diane Keeling, I just want to ask for prayers for my son, David. He's in Guatemala. He left last Friday, and he will be back on Tuesday. I have not talked to him at all, so no cell phone there, so it's been kind of strange, don't like it, but hopefully he went with a group from Roberts Wesleyan College, so hopefully everyone's having fun, great experience. And I also want to thank God that my parents are doing well. They're holding their own, so I'm very, very thankful for that. So thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks be to God.
K. Kate Stanford. I just want to thank all those who barred all those hailstorm and the snow and everything else. We had to make the beautiful community garden. It's amazing. So thank everyone for that.
Amen.
Beltaru Sean, JC and I have a joy. Last Sunday, our daughter-in-law, Candice Rushon, accepted her PhD in microbiology, and she will start at the Department of Defense next week as a researcher. So we are very happy and proud of her.
Thanks be to God. Amen. And also prayers for those who are experiencing ongoing health concerns and also those with new diagnosis. Please just know that God holds us all in God's arms.
Jim Poole, just a prayer of thanks for all those that have served their country and for those that gave the full amount. So
amen.
God bless them all.
Amen. Got one more.
Mekern, I'd like prayers for a friend who's been transferred from strong to a hospice, Nessie Little. Thank you.
Prayers for Nessie. Thank you. Let's continue our time of prayer. Eternal God, from whom all life comes and to whom all life returns, this Memorial Day weekend we remember all who served our country in the military. We remember and we give thanks. We give thanks for sacrifices made and losses endured, for acts of courage and grace and hope. We give thanks for those we knew well and those we never met. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are recovering from wounds in body, mind, and soul. Work healing in them in all the forms that healing takes. And we pray for those who provide care to them. Show us ways we can extend care and support. We pray for family and friends and all who grieve for loved ones who have died. Meet them in the valley of death's shadow and embrace them in the healing warmth of your comfort, grace, and love. Grant them and all of us the assurance that in life or in death, nothing separates us from your love in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whose name we pray. And God, may the day soon come and swords are beaten into plowshares. War is studied no more, and all peoples of your world will know peace. May we work for that day. We pray through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Let us bring our gifts to God as we celebrate this morning's offering.
Thank you.
We have heard you calling in the night. We are led by you and offer our time, our resources, and our very lives. May these gifts help hold all your people in our hearts. Amen.
All of our hearts and souls are singing after a morning like this. So go out into the world. Let your heart sing of God's praises. in all that you say, in all that you sing, in all that you do. Know that the goodness of God goes with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keeps you, and the courage of the Holy Spirit will sustain you now and always. Alleluia. Amen.